spending each commercial break drawing inappropriate cartoons. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Welcome back in. Divisional playoff weekend. Lock it down. Go shopping today. Fill the fridge. Be ready. You're not going anywhere this weekend. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter on the Fan. While at LSU, this man started 36 straight games and went undrafted and turned himself into a Super Bowl champion and a starter on that Steeler team and played a baker's dozen in the NFL. He is from ESPN. He is Ryan Clark. He is on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Ryan, it's great to have you. Thanks for the time.
No problem, man. You know, my guy Bobby hit me up, so that's kind of like my brother. We just look a little bit different, so it's all good.
That's good stuff. You know, we just got done talking about the Browns, and Josh McDaniels is in Cleveland today with his wife. And put yourself, I guess, or help Browns fans out today with what's left out there. Who should they want as their next head coach?
You know what? I don't necessarily think it's a certain person, but a certain type of person. Listen, this is an organization that has a history of losing. They have a culture of losing. And no matter what different players you bring in, to change your culture, you have to change your building. To change your building, you have to change the way that people think. And so you're starting to see some of these coaches, whether it's Joe Judge and his introductory press conference or Matt Rhule, you start to learn about these people. And so what you need in Cleveland is someone who can focus on today, someone who can organize today in a way where things get accomplished, in a way to where everybody knows that we have one common goal, and that goal is being better and good enough to win games. And I think that's what you have to focus on. It's not about who understands the X's and O's. It's not about who can be friends with what star players. It's about somebody who understands how to get a team and an organization going in the way of winning championships and having that be the one focus. So you have to find some way to forget about the past, some way where someone won't always bring up the history of what you were, but bring up who you are today and how to get you going in the future to where his main goal, or if you're the Haslam family, what your main focus and idea of having a team is. And if you can find somebody that does that, then that's the dude you should pick. I don't necessarily know if that's a particular person because I don't know him, right? You know, Josh McDaniels couldn't get Denver going in that way, right? And so you know Jim Schwartz didn't get Detroit going in that way. And who's to say Joe Judge can't get the New York Giants to follow his perception of, okay, I'm looking at my personnel and I do things that my personnel does well. I don't want to hear what you can't do. I want to see what you can do and put you in the right position to do that to your greatest and fullest potential. That's a football coach. I don't care that he coached special teams and wide receivers. That's a football coach. And that's the type of guy you need in Cleveland.
No, absolutely. We're talking with Ryan Clark here, NFL veteran, ESPN analyst, former LSU Tiger as well, the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, you mentioned Joe Judge in New York. You've got Ron Rivera in Washington. You've got Matt Rhule in Carolina. And you have Mike McCarthy down in Dallas. Of those guys, I mean, Ryan, is there one of the coaching hires that you think is the best fit given the team's situation and who they brought in?
I think Ron Rivera is a great fit in Washington just because it's a departure from the past, right? It's a departure from going out and get the Steve Spurrier because I'm Daniel Snyder and I'm in love with Steve Spurrier. It's a departure from listening to Bruce Allen and the things that he's wanted to do from a coaching standpoint. You get rid of him. Now, when you get rid of Bruce Allen, it tells me it's not all about making money and business. Now it's about finding the right head coach to win football games, to bring the Washington franchise back to what it used to be. And I'm not necessarily focused on just the coach. I'm focused on the type of coach he is, the type of person that he is, a coach who understands how to build a winning culture as a football team is concerned. And also, when you listen to Josh Norman, a guy who has never had a problem being honest, when he was asked about what he should do, or about is Ron Rivera the coach for him or for this team, he said he will not only make you a better player, but he will make you a better person. when you have a guy who is respected in that manner, he's also easy to listen to when it comes to the X's and O's of football. And I think for the Washington Redskins, that was something that they needed. I do believe that the other coaching hires are good coaching hires. I'm not necessarily ecstatic that Mike McCarthy had to have a sleepover. I don't know if you do s'mores at sleepovers. If everybody sleeps in onesies, did he wear boxers, pajamas? That seems like a little bit of a stretch for me to get a job. But I believe all these people are good football coaches, and I think that those guys can be matches. But it's about the way you execute your plan and the way that your team takes to you as a head coach.
Ryan Clark with us, the former Pro Bowler himself, from ESPN on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. According to Vegas, I'm wondering if you think any of the underdogs are going to win this weekend. And, you know, we know that the big underdogs, Vikes, Titans, Texans, are all fairly big underdogs, touchdown and more. Seattle is the smallest one at 4. Do you think any of these underdogs win outright?
I think Seattle can win just because there was a time that both of these teams were sitting, that's Green Bay and Seattle, sitting at 11 wins, and I thought they were both the most vulnerable 11-win teams I'd ever seen. You know, and they also have a guy by the name of Russell Wilson who has pulled more than rabbits out of hats. Sometimes he's pulled bears out of hats. He's pulled lions out of hats. You know, he's had some ferocious animals sitting in baseball caps and been able to get them out. And so I believe that he has an opportunity to do that. And I think, and this one may be crazy, but you look at the Minnesota Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers. Now, do I think the San Francisco 49ers are a very good team? I do. Do I believe that they should be the favorite? I do. But when you look at the Minnesota Vikings, these teams aren't very different, right? Both of these teams can run the ball well, especially when Minnesota has Dalvin Cook. They both rush the passer with four people up front. You don't have to bring blitz, and they turn the ball over in the secondary. These teams are mirror images. And so what it comes down to is, do you believe in Jimmy G or Kirk Cousins more? Kirk Cousins has been in this position and failed tons of times. Last week he didn't, against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl. And so when I look at that game, I say to myself, you know what? The Minnesota Vikings have a chance. If they pull it off, it wouldn't be a situation to where I was in disbelief. And so I think in looking at the games, the NFC games should be closer to me. And know what that means? One of the AFC teams will probably lose, because that's what happens when I make predictions. But that's how I see it.
All good. I'm with the great Ryan Clark and former LSU Tiger. And the real reason we got you on today, can you give me a pathway?
Hey, Bobby, first off, yes. I'm not a former LSU Tiger.
Always.
You're not a former Buckeye. I mean, you work out more at Ohio State than the actual team does.
I love you. A lifetime membership.
Listen, if you're going to come at me like that, since you're like the assistant DBs coach out there for LSU.
That's very true. Okay, let's continue.
All right. So how, LSU, a lot of people think they're going to win. I think the two guys you're talking to believe that. Is there a scenario, what do you think would have to happen for the Bayou Bengals to potentially falter in this game?
Let's go back. You go back to last season, Clemson and Alabama, and going into the game, many believed Alabama would win. What happens right off the bat? Clemson gets an early interception, and Alabama goes down, and now Alabama's playing catch-up the rest of the game. And obviously their quarterback was hurt, but they were able to put pressure on the quarterback, create turnovers, and their outside wide receivers made plays for Trevor Lawrence. I think that's the same scenario that will have to happen in order for them to win. I do believe Travis Etienne is the X factor for them. His matchup against the LSU linebackers, who in Phillips and Queen have done well running side to side and also done well in the blitz, but I feel like they've missed some tackles. And Bobby, you know this from watching in the semifinals, Travis Etienne made some plays in that game where he looked like the best player on the field. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's even us knowing that Jeffrey Okuda actually was most of the time. And so when you look at those things, I think if they can make some plays on the outside against Derek Stingley and Chris Fulton, and then also get some turnovers from Joe Burrow, kind of as we saw Isaiah Simmons, you know, rotate over the top and get a pick on the sideline there, and the late interception when we don't get a guy to finish on the dig route inside Justin Fields' throw. It's going to take some plays like that in order for Clemson, to me, to beat LSU. And I think even then, if we have these things happen, LSU still scores in the 30s. And so it's going to take a yeoman's effort from an offensive standpoint as well for Clemson to win. And I think that's exciting. I do believe LSU is the best team. I predicted the score to be, you know, somewhere like 38, 31, 38, 35, something like that. So I believe Clemson and LSU will be a close game, a good game, but I think LSU wins it in the end.
All right, Ryan, we will leave you with this last one. What happens sooner? Antonio Brown plays an NFL game, or Antonio Brown gets into the ring trained by Floyd Mayweather against a YouTube boxing star?
The second. The latter.
Really?
I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't think anything.
I've gotten to the point, guys, to where every time I say he won't do anything else, he does something worse. So that's very I think that's very liable to happen. And if it does, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Okay, then there's the follow up. Yes. How many rounds can he go?
What I can tell you is he won't be scared, and he's going to be in phenomenal shape. So if his chin holds up, I think he can give us a good 3 to 4 rounds.
That's good. Ryan, enjoy the weekend. Good luck to your Tigers. Thanks for making time for us.
All right, man. Have a good one, man.